Dad! Like, what? Dad, my TikTok's not working. Like, it's 7:30 in the morning. Oh, boy. It's going to be interesting. Yes, yes, yes. I understand this, too. Kids can math. They'll just change their age. And that's what I think. I mean, that's already what happened in the past already with, like, Instagram and Facebook, because they had these protocols in place. Well, you got to be at least 14 or 15 or 16 or whatever, and kids are like, okay, then I'm that age.
Yeah, I was reading into it a little bit earlier, and I think, so it's under 18, and then under 13 has different rules where the code goes to the parents, or they need some kind of, like, parent, like, basically saying it's okay for them to stay on it. So I feel like that's the age under 13 is probably the age that this will help out more.
Yeah,
like, okay. A 17-year-old saying you can't go on it for it.
Exactly.
That, like, that's kind of like, okay, I'm 17 years old. I'm about to be on my own.
Yeah, 16, 17-year-old. But, yeah, 13, 12-year-old, 10-year-old, something
young.
Like that's on there. Then there's going to be extra protocols in place for that. Yeah, I can see that. Pensacola Bay City Ferry Cruises going to return this weekend. It's been I cannot believe it has been 2 years now. That's hard to believe. It just seems like, I mean, I know they went down a while ago, but can't believe it's been 2 years now. So it's going to kick back up again. $30 for round trip. Kids 2 and under are free. $20 for a round trip for those ages 3 to 15. And there's also senior, military, disabled person, a student discount. $24 round trip that way. So the ferries going back and forth to Fort Pickens and downtown Pensacola and Pensacola Beach going to be starting to kick back in again. That'll help out a lot. We were just talking yesterday about all the traffic to Pensacola Beach, how it's ranked 20th. Beach in the country, and how that's just going to bring more guests. Well, the ferries will help out with all that traffic that's happening on the island quite a bit. I saw this story out of Mobile. Do I want to hit that one or this one? We'll hit this one. Over in Mobile, there was a bit of a road rage incident that happened over there today. And according to a witness, it became like a huge scuffle. Knife was pulled out, the whole works. Reason why it started is because the victim honked her horn at the other person. The other person was trying to turn left onto a road, and I guess there's a sign that says you can only turn right. So the victim honked. When they did honk, the other person got out of their car, came over there, it was all peeved out. How dare you honk at me, blah, blah, blah. Boom, stabbing is how it ended up. She's going to be okay. She's recovering. But still, it's like, oh, my goodness. Over honking a horn? You just got to.
And sometimes that's for safety. Like,
that's what she's trying to do. She's kind of be like,
hey, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. It's the right turn only. And so I'm trying to help you from going down the wrong way. No, I'm going to stab you now because you honked at me. Like, what? Okay, that's like next level.
They're not allowed in Finland.
Not allowed in Finland. They would not do that in Finland. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. We're still seeing some slight delays at West Fairfield and Fernwood Avenue. This is due to an accident. Roadway is clear now, but still seeing some slight slowdowns. I-10 and I-110, nothing to slow you down throughout our area. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect typical afternoon delays. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report, again, brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm just thinking about way people react and respond to each other nowadays. And we always talk about how, like, we're all a little too sensitive sometimes and things like that, right? But honking a horn at somebody, so I mean, maybe she's laying on the horn like, ah! I mean, but still, like, is that enough to get out and go stab somebody in Mobile? Maybe it's the Mobilian way. Like, don't you know how it is in Mobile? You can't be honking at people that long. There's a half a second beep that you can get away with. Just a little friendly beep. Just a beep. I did hear a stand-up comedian one time says that he really feels like we ought to have two different horns on our car. We should have the friendly beep horn. And then the like, I'm mad now. Like, we need to have two versions on our cars in order to, for it to be interpreted. So you know what's going on. Like, were you honking at me to say hi? Were you honking at me just in a friendly, like, hey, there you are? Or were you honking at me because I did something wrong and I offended you? Like, or you're trying to get my attention or something like this. And I'm like, yeah, we almost kind of need that nowadays. You know, get this. I remember when I lived in the Philippines, when I first got to the Philippines. In the Philippines, every time a car passes another car, they honk in order to let the other person know I'm in your blind spot. And not just when they pass other vehicles, but also if they're passing pedestrians on the side of the road or other cars that are just parked on the side of the road or anything like this. The honking is like nonstop. It's just honk, 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 honk. And I got to admit, there was a part of me when I first got there, I was like triggered. Like somebody honked, I'm like, what do you want? And I was just like getting all angry and like bowing up and everything. I mean, I was like 20, so I was a young whippersnapper. And so you hear all this honking all the time. You're like, what's going on? And now I come to America. That was 30 years ago now. Now I come to America and I hear people honk. I don't even recognize it now. I'm like, somebody's passing me, obviously. And they're like, no, you cut me off. I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. You need a different kind of horn. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. We're talking about TikTok and how, come on, there's a lot of this stuff and everybody's like, oh, I'm learning things on here and you got this and this. I'm like, how much do you really? Here's got text. I'm 56 years old and the English muffin trick I saw on TikTok changed my life. What English muffin trick? Now you got me. I'm a little interested here. What English muffin trick are we talking about? You talking about just open up the English muffin with a fork instead of with a knife? Because if you do it with a fork, it keeps the nooks and crannies in place better. Or is there something else I don't know about? Because I like English muffins. I like English muffins better than bagels. So there's an English muffin trick. English muffins, man, they hold the butter so good. You get a hot English muffin and it melts the butter in the nooks and crannies. Then sometimes you see it that way. Sometimes I'll throw a little bit of jam on there. Sometimes a little honey. Like English muffins, we don't credit English muffins nearly enough in this country. Maybe they're super popular in England. I don't know. I ain't never been. Let's see here. There's what? Missing here. oh my goodness, you're right. Kids on TikTok is like me listening to 92.3 on the way home from work. All right, now calm down. It's completely different because no matter what, I'm off the air in 3 hours. All right. Whereas TikTok will go on all night long. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Deputies are looking for a suspect who recently robbed an Escambia County convenience store. The incident happened on February 20th at a store located on the 1900 block of Nine Mile Road. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office released surveillance images of the suspect. Deputies say the suspect left the store riding a red and silver scooter. Suspect may be responsible for other thefts at that location and is believed to reside in the area of University Parkway and Nine Mile Road. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers or the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. A brazen wallet thieved in a local public store is investigators looking for two suspects. Pensacola Police Department spokesman Mike Wood tells News Radio that a woman distracted an elderly woman who had her purse and wallet in a shopping cart. And while the woman was distracted, a man stole the wallet. More than $1,000 was charged on the woman's credit cards later that day. Pensacola Police Department has released both photos and videos of the incident, which you can watch on the Pensacola Police Department's Facebook page or on the News Radio website. And if you have any information,
call Crime Stoppers if they want to remain anonymous and collect a cash reward, or they can just call the Pensacola Police Department at 435-1900. To give us any information they have.
And finally, Bobby, a van crashed into a Waffle House in Escambia County earlier today. It happened at the Waffle House on Brent Lane just before noon. The van crashed through the front glass, coming to a rest halfway inside the building. They haven't released any information on what caused the crash or if there were any injuries. An ongoing investigation is underway.
Yeah, I saw this too, going on with that whole thing. It seems like we got a lot of I saw a report actually talking about since the pandemic was lifted that we've seen nationwide an increase in traffic accidents. And we already talked about the violent crime, the thing over the Mobile. Mm-hmm. But we've seen an increase in traffic accidents as well. It makes me wonder, like, what happened
during that time.
During that time, yeah. Where we're like, you know what? If I can get back in my car again,
I'm just on.
I'm going to speed. I'm going to go through traffic lights. Uh-huh. I'm going to go through, like, Waffle House. That's from last hour. Yeah, go through Waffle Houses. Just wait until I can get my car again. And here in Florida, we were only shut down for like a month, mm-hmm. you know. And so imagine other states where they were shut down for a year, almost 2 years in some places. You know, they got to be going nuts.
Playing too much GTA 5 during the pandemic.
Maybe that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Playing Grand Theft Auto. And they're like, yeah. And they got in their car and they just forgot. I will say there was a game. I'm trying to remember which one it was. But it was a video game I was playing at one point. I was in my 20s, late 20s. And this video game was one where you would purposely try to create damage in this country because you're trying to have the government like get have the people rise up against the government and stuff and overthrow the government. So part of this thing was like you're trying to create damage. And one of the things was like you could blow up radio towers and TV towers.
Oh, you did that for sure.
I definitely did that. Yeah,
I mean, I know. I mean, I would do the same thing.
I was like, oh, here we go. I could take that whole tower down. Yep, I'm doing that. And so I remember one day I was playing late. I'd play way too late at night, going to work the next day. This is before I was even in radio. And I'm driving and I see a red and white like TV tower. And just for a second, just a split second, it flashed in my mind, I could blow that up. And it's like, what?
That was a late night for you.
It was a late night.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what people were doing with Grand Theft Auto. Just Grand Theft Auto in it. And they finally got in the car after the pandemic, after playing months and months and months.
Oh, yeah. The role playing.
Grand Theft Auto. Yeah.
Yeah, on the servers. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I was asking what the English muffin hack was on mm-hmm. TikTok, because one of the big stories is that TikTok's going to be limiting their minutes. I got the answer for you right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90. Expect some slowdowns. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Pine Forest, north and south bound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving. And throughout 98 and Gulf Breeze, we are checking in clear. Really nothing to slow you down. Leaving Windhaven Beach, you are going to see slow moving traffic getting into Navarre and on 98 on Navarre Parkway. Right near 87, we do have a small accident right in front of the Starbucks. So just keep that in mind. You may see some slowdowns there occurring. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's talk English muffins.
English muffins. So I got a texture that says, I'm 56 years old. The English muffin trick I saw on TikTok changed my life. And I'm like, what is this? Is it you're supposed to use the fork in order to open the English muffin so it keeps the nooks and crannies? He says, nope, no fork, no knife. You squeeze the sides while turning it, and it opens right up. It's amazing. Okay, now I'm going to have to try this. What happens if I destroy my English muffin? Just if it gets destroyed?
Well, I looked on TikTok, and I found the video, and she does it with like four or five English muffins, and they all just like crack open. No knife.
All right. This is blowing me away. I have to give this a try for sure then. Yeah, I knew that when I said this. I just, they said, English muffins are an American thing. I'm from England. And I've never heard of an English muffin until I came to America. I knew that too. But that's one of the things that made it funnier is to say like we don't give English muffins enough credit, you know, and maybe they do in England, but I knew that, but it made it funnier to me. You guys have crumpets though. I had a crumpet for the very first time, like a couple of months ago, which is kind of like an English muffin type thing, but it's different. And those are, it was the bomb. They got lots of nooks and crannies and stuff in those too. It was very, 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 very good. Yeah, like French fries. Yeah, French fries are obviously not from El France. If Waffle House had a drive-thru, They're trying to make one. You know what Waffle House needs? They need a drive-through. I'm going to invent one. That's not how it works, buddy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Daily Dad Joke.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you.
Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, got a text here. It says, English muffins, we're talking about English muffins. When I was a kid, I learned how to make pizzas with English muffins. Oh, yes. I've done the pizzas on the English muffin thing. Put the sauce on there and then the cheese. You throw them in the oven real quick. That's a good one for sure. Hey, Bobby, can you put sausage gravy on that English muffin? Always. Yes, sausage gravies can always go on English muffins.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
I asked my friend when their birthday was. He said March 1st. So I stood up, walked around the room, and asked again. About 3 minutes, got your next traffic on the fives, and also I want to talk about this. Story, a lawsuit against the NFL, particularly the NFL films that's going on, and it's kind of, I mean, it's not really a surprise, but kind of. So we'll talk about that as well here. Right after our traffic on the fives and right after our sports hit. So let me get to your top three stories. Oh, wait. First, Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects. It's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to local organizations that help serve families and children living in Pensacola. Check out more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you. TikTok is limiting those under the age of 18 to just 60 minutes of screen time per day. We've been talking about that throughout the show here. And like a week from now, you're going to hear weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It'll be like when the Dread Pirate Roberts was wailing when he was being tortured in The Princess Bride. You'll be like, what is this, that sound? You know, like it's all the children who got cut off after 60 minutes.
It's the stomping up the stairs and the slam of the door.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy. So TikTok limiting those under the age of 18 to 60 minutes of screen time per day. CDC warning about a rise in an almost untreatable stomach bug infection. And Eli Lilly, the drug maker, is cutting insulin prices for up to 70% amid federal pressure to lower cost. And they're going to cap insulin at $35 a month. And based on a couple of texts we've had, that's actually much bigger than a 70% reduction. Much, much bigger than a 70% reduction. So that's positive news for those that need that. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Right now, number 19 Xavier is beating number 20 Providence by 10 points. That game's on FS1. Then ESPN2 is going to be having Auburn playing number 2 Alabama here in about 15 minutes. The late game on ESPN2 is going to be number 9 Texas against number 22 TCU. Then NCAA women's basketball earlier today, number 19 UCLA beat Arizona State in overtime. Wake Forest beat Virginia. And right now, Bowling Green State University is beating Ball State by 1 point with 4.5 minutes left in the game for college women's basketball. The NBA is going to be on ESPN at 6:30 with the Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Boston Celtics, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans playing the Portland Trailblazers. NHL hockey is going to move over to TNT. The Rangers play the Flyers at 6:30, and then the late game is going to be Carolina against Las Vegas. In sports news, according to a report, Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder, his future is on the agenda for the league committee meetings. They may vote to have him, force him to sell the team. The Ravens general manager says that he is optimistic that the team can get a deal done with their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, before the season starts. Aaron Rodgers came out of his dark retreat, and what's he decided to do? Well, he hasn't really let anybody know. He said, all answers are right inside me. Very vague. A judge has okayed some of Flores' claims against the NFL on their discriminatory hiring practices. An arrest warrant was issued for Jalen Carter. He's a potential number one draft pick in the NFL. There was a deadly car crash, and now they got an arrest warrant for him as alcohol may have been involved or something like that. And finally, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's widow, has settled the remaining claims over Kobe's crash site photos for $28.9 million. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Got a call into the traffic line a couple minutes ago. We do have a new accident off West Fairfield Drive in Ruby Avenue. This is where West Fairfield and New Warrington Spur meet. We are seeing some slow-moving traffic at this intersection, and it did just occur. We don't have authorities on scene or anything just yet, so just keep that in mind. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Typical afternoon traffic, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. And we do have slow traffic on Lillian Highway. This is going to be near the 98 intersection in between 98 and Blue Angel Parkway. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The NFL, and particularly NFL Films, that's their organization that, you know, does all the recording and stuff like that. NFL Films is being sued by a former employee. And it's not for, like, what you would think. Like, is it discrimination? Is it this? They're suing over discrimination, yes. But they're alleging that the NFL Films catalogs shot lewd shots of women at games and keep a database of those shots. She says, Victoria Russell, in her complaint, says that the league's NFL Films has a database of timestamps on its footage with descriptions including cheerleader's buttocks, cheerleader's rear end, female fan in bikini top, naughty camera work, close-up of cheerleader's cleavage. It just goes on and on and on. Oh, boy. NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy said the images are marked as sensitive to ensure that they won't be used in future content. Yeah.
Why are they saved and taken at all?
Yes, exactly. Like, no, you're busted.
Don't worry. It's marked as sensitive. We won't post.
It's marked as sensitive. Use. It will never be revealed to the public ever. Sure.
It's for personal use.
Oh, no. Way worse. That would have been hilarious if they just came out with that. It's not meant for the public. That's just for us internally.
Don't you worry.
Don't worry. It's just for us. Oh, boy. So that lawsuit is going down with the NFL. So it's like, okie dokie. Now, kind of going along with that is a special effects artist who their job is to add special effects to movies and TV shows. They say that they're talking about women's body image issues. And this special effects artist says, quote, I feel like I'm part of the problem. Because they said that producers will often come to them and go, hey, so in this shot, can you get rid of her wrinkles? Can you get rid of necklines or bags under the eyes? We need you to do this or do that. He says there was actually one actress who came to him directly and said, I want you to make my stomach look different because she had babies and she didn't like the way her postnatal stomach looked. So I asked the special effects artist, go in there and make my stomach look better. And he does. I mean, that's his job. Like, I touch up the films and stuff. He said there's even some situations where it's like giving the woman a little bit more curves, it's like, what? So you can't even trust what you see on camera. Like, we know that they touch up photos all the time, and they've been doing that forever. But you're thinking, but video, you know, I'm watching a movie, I'm watching a TV show, and especially some young girl who might be impressionable by what they're seeing on the screen is thinking, oh, I wish I looked like that or whatever. Well, she doesn't even look like that. That's what the special effects artist is saying. It's like, holy smokes. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got our quick update from John Pickens over the newsroom, plus your top stories on FoxNews.com. Stick around. Hey, join Independence for the Blind for their annual eyeball. Comes up March 11th at 6 o'clock at the ballroom at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help them provide programming for their clients to reach their maximum independence in their lives. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. That's the Independence for the Blind's annual eyeball. Coming up March 11th. Be here right before you know it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here in about 6 minutes. We've got Bobby's brain teases for you, so you want to stick around for that. But right now, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what you got going on in the news?
Well, there's a new way to pay for your parking downtown as of today. The city of Pensacola is launching pay-by-text parking as a new option. System operates through Park Pensacola and doesn't need an app or an account to just work. Just look for a teal blue Park Pensacola sign or sticker with a designated number. Then you'll click a link, follow the directions on your phone. The city says Park Pensacola phone, app, and pay kiosk will still be available. City is looking to reduce foot traffic at the kiosk. One of the oldest running events in the Pensacola area is back this month. That's right, the Bayou Hills Run will host the official 5K and 10K championship races for the city of Pensacola. Both courses take runners through the East Hills neighborhood along Bayou Tahar and past huge oaks and challenging hills. Registration is now open. It's $45 to run the 10K, $35 for the 5K. There's also a kids run for $15. Proceeds benefit the Creative Learning Academy and Pensacola Sports. You can register online at pensacolasports.org. And finally, Bobby, fans at the Louisville-Virginia Tech game got a surprise last night when a dog defecated on the court during halftime.
Oh, boy.
Yes, frisbee-catching dog was provided halftime entertainment when he had a sudden urge to relieve himself on the hardwood at the KFC Yum Center. Bring howls and applause from the basketball fans. Louisville went on to lose the game 71-54. And some fans have interpreted the dog's behavior as a commentary on Louisville's 4-26 record this season.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, yep, this you guys are playing like crap.
There you go.
Bit of crap right here on the court with you. Just blend right in.
Exactly.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top story on FoxNews.com. Our national news partner. The Senate has killed President Biden's ESG investment rule. And this is the House had tried to do it already, but apparently Biden may issue his first veto pertaining to this new ESG rule. This would be the environmental, social, and governance factors in making investment decisions. Now, what's interesting, so the federal government, Biden administration, is saying retirement plans have to go with groups that are considering environmental, social, and governance factors. State of Florida, our governor, has banned investments to be done in organizations like that. So it's kind of it's just a complete opposite right there. I saw this story here. Former federal officials are warning that ditching this old-timey car feature might be disastrous in emergencies. Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, is getting a letter from older federal officials warning him that auto manufacturers taking AM radio out of cars could be disastrous down the road. That AM radio is how emergency signals are cast and spread in the country. And that's how we can get emergency information out to the public. And especially electronic vehicles, EVs, there's plans now to just phase out AM radio. And this has been done thus far with mostly European cars. So European manufacturers, they've been starting to phase it out first. But now we're starting to see even American vehicles, even Ford, talking about with their new electric F-150 that they won't have AM radio in it. So now this Secretary of Transportation is getting a letter from older federal officials saying, having been in charge of FEMA, we're telling you, you don't want to get rid of it. And so it's seven former FEMA administrators issuing this warning. Quote, should this continue, it will represent a grave threat to future local, state, and federal disaster response and relief efforts, end quote. Doesn't make me wonder, though, because here on News Radio 92.3, we're obviously on the 92.3 dial on the FM dial. We're also on the 95.3 dial on the FM dial in Cantonment area and north of I-10. But we're also on AM 1620. It does make me wonder, are you listening to me right now on AM 1620? Are you listening to me on the FM? Just text in 850-437-1620. Text in, let me know if you're listening on the AM switcheroo or are you listening to the FM side of things. I usually listen to the AM to the FM, but when I start getting far away, if I'm visiting some friends or something like that and I get a little bit far away, then I flip over to the AM to be able to keep getting the signal. You were going to say something?
Yeah, same. I always listen to 92.3, but I think it's because everything else I listen to on the radio is on FM too.
On FM,
so
yeah.
It's easy for me to find it.
Just move over to it, yeah. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. We do have some slow moving traffic on Fairfield. This is going to be due to an accident at Ruby Avenue. This is where Fairfield Drive meets New Warrington Spur. So we do have some slight delays there. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. We do have our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be on Highway 90 on the bridge. Throughout 98, Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point looking good. Throughout Navarre, nothing too bad to slow you down. We do have an accident that is right off of 87. That's causing some slight slowdowns as well as just typical delays throughout Windhaven Beach getting into Navarre. If you see something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I may have created a monster here. I've said it many times. I admit I'm a data geek. And we're getting all these texts rolling in. Do you listen to us on the AM signal, on AM 1620, or do you listen to us on the FM signal, 92.3 or even 95.3? And we're getting a lot of these in here. So, of course, now it means I'm probably going to have to be I'm going to be up late tonight putting together a spreadsheet. Oh, boy. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
For 17 years before Milton Hershey founded Hershey Chocolate, he tried to make caramels. He finally got interested in chocolate in 1893, and I think the rest is history, or maybe we should say, and that's the rest of the story. A 2015 survey by the U.S. Energy Information Administration found that 30% of the country, around 35 million households, have at least two refrigerators plugged in and turned on at all times. 30% of the country, two refrigerators. Then the ratio, one refrigerator for all your snacks and your drinks and your sodas and your ice cream, and then the other refrigerator for your daily stuff. The ratio of cookie to cream in an Oreo is 71% cookie, 29% cream. And the Spice Girls got their nicknames from a magazine. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.